It's time for Taco Tuesday, a weekly program where we talk about nutrition and your health with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist with Synapse Center for Health and Healing. It's time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, and it's taco as in we're going to talk about nutrition with dietitian and nutritionist Amber Boyens.
Yes.
And back with us once again.
Thanks for having me again.
Did a good job with Paul Ramo as I took the week off last week. I know
Thank you.
Enjoyed that.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah, good. I haven't had a chance to listen to the whole program, so I'll have to do that.
It's online.
Get some tips.
There you go.
All right. Well, speaking of tips, we've got a new subject here this time, and it's diet and your immune system.
Yes.
Which in this day of COVID and flu and everything else, I suppose it's something to consider.
Absolutely. Diet plays such a big role in the function of our immune system. And right now we're kind of in the thick of it with cold and flu season, COVID. I mean, I have two kiddos in daycare. I am acutely aware of all the viruses that are out there. RSV, strep, everything that's going around. And the way that we feed our body all year has a huge impact on how we react to those viruses. So I thought we could talk a little bit today about what people can do.
Vaccines are important, but there's more to it than just vaccines.
Exactly. So, yeah, diet isn't going to be the one and done sort of thing, but it's a great adjunct, a great addition to things like washing your hands and being mindful of what you touch and vaccinations and all
social
of those
things. Social distancing and all that stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell us about it.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I think a lot of people don't realize is that 70% of our immune system lives in our gut. So our intestines are wonderfully important for us to keep healthy. And we don't talk about that a lot. But we've got, and we talked about this a little bit last week, I think, we've got about 10 pounds of, or 4 pounds of bacteria hanging out in our intestines. So we're outnumbered about 10 to 1 bacteria or microbes in our gut versus cells that make up who we are as a human. So we want those cells in our gut to be mostly good bacteria, not the ones that make us sick. So when we think about how we keep our gut healthy, I mean, really all year is important. We can't just change how we eat once October rolls around and we're getting into flu season. We've got to really support that gut health all year. And we'll talk about some of the foods that can do that. But two of the most important things, and we could probably do a whole segment on each of these individually, but we'll touch on them today, are probiotics and prebiotics. Are you familiar with either of those?
I've heard of them, but I couldn't tell you a thing about them.
Well, that's most people. So probiotics, those are some of those healthy bacteria in our gut. We call them probiotics. They come in a lot of different forms, and they're very strain specific. So what I mean by that is we have a lot of them are lactobacillus, but we might have lactobacillus acidophilus. And then even within that, we've probably got 100 different strains. Some are helpful. Some are not so helpful. Some might lower cholesterol. Some might help your immune system. So just taking a probiotic itself isn't necessarily going to be the answer because not all probiotics are made the same. I encourage people to try to get your probiotics through food when possible. That's a great way to really help the gut naturally develop a good microbiome, we call it. So a good balance of bacteria. And you can get probiotics from food, and things like yogurt is an easy one. Although yogurt, we really need to have yogurt that has added bacteria in it. So like Activia is a good example, but there's lots of different kinds. But the probiotics that make yogurt yogurt don't actually survive all the way through our digestive system. So it's helpful to have those added bacteria. But for the Germans out there, sauerkraut is another great one.
Well, lutefisk.
Lutefisk is not as good
maybe
of a source of probiotics.
Not as good as for the Germans.
But, yeah. and then there's a few that we don't eat as much out here. Things like kefir and kimchi and tofu or tempeh.
I wouldn't even be able to tell you what the first two were.
Yeah. So yeah. Kefir is a fermented dairy product. You can get it at most of the local grocery stores around here. It's sold right by the yogurt. We want to be a little cautious about added sugar in there, but kefir is a great way to get in some probiotics. It's like halfway between milk and yogurt as far as flavor goes. Kimchi is fermented cabbage and vegetables. It's pretty spicy. It's It's an Asian dish, so Scandinavians are sometimes a little reluctant to try that kind of stuff.
So over by the lefse section?
It's, yes, yep. Kimchi you'll find right next to the lefse. Right. That one you might need to make at home. But probiotics will never actually create that new biome in your gut. You actually have to eat something called prebiotics. And prebiotics are food for those good, healthy bacteria. So that's things that are readily accessible. Things like oats and beets and beans like black beans or kidney beans, onion, garlic, even bananas. Green bananas in particular are great prebiotics. So getting prebiotics in your diet, which if you maybe notice are a lot of things that are rich sources of fiber, is going to be really important for supporting that gut health.
Okay.
So fiber, all those prebiotics, the more you can do, the better. And then we have some whole foods that are really helpful. Have you ever heard of elderberries?
I have.
Do you take elderberry supplements?
I don't think I do.
Well, maybe you should. That'd be a great one to start. Elderberry supplements are really tasty. Usually they come in gummies, but you can do elderberry syrup.
It might be in those smoothies your mother brings over to me.
She might sneak some elderberry into some of the stuff you have.
Yes, I think there's pretty healthy stuff in those
there
things.
There is. Yeah. There is. And elderberries themselves, so elderberry syrup, about a tablespoon per day, in people who are coming down with cold and flu symptoms, it resolved their symptoms about 4 days earlier than people who are not taking the elderberry syrup. So that can be just a really simple way to add some benefit to your diet in a pretty tasty way, too. Putting it in a smoothie, adding it to oatmeal. It's ideal with elderberry if you start it within 48 hours of those symptoms coming on. Cocoa. Mm. Everybody likes cocoa, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not necessarily talking about like an Almond Joy.
Or hot chocolate.
Junior Mints or hot chocolate.
With marshmallows.
The marshmallows might undo things just a little bit.
All right.
But 70% or greater. That's what we're looking for. So good dark chocolate has actually been shown to help influenza, but also to make the influenza vaccination more effective if you have some 70% or greater dark chocolate or cocoa before and after that flu shot. So a tasty way to improve that effectiveness. And then things like green tea, black tea, onions, blueberries are also really great ways. And all of those, the elderberry, the cocoa, the tea, the onions, the blueberries, contain something called flavonoids. And those are really just antioxidant-rich, anti-inflammatory foods that you can get to support your immune system. Ginger. Ginger is another one. So that's an easy one to add in. Ginger tea. I know you have ginger because mom puts it in stir fries. So stir fry is a great way to sneak it in. Smoothies, sauces, all sorts of stuff we can add ginger to. Garlic. That's one that feels safe for a lot of people. The main downside of garlic is really just if we eat a lot of it, sometimes we can sweat the garlic smell.
Oh, it's not good.
Which is maybe not as pleasant. Yep. So sometimes people will go for a supplement instead, and that can be helpful, aged garlic extract. But garlic contains two things. Things called allicin is the antioxidant that it has, and then sulfur. So if you add garlic at the end of your recipes, it's actually going to be more effective because we're not killing those things off. Turmeric is another one. That contains a couple of things, like curcumin is the main one. That's what we usually see in supplement form. And then omega-3s. So when it comes to omega-3s, those are our good, healthy fats. And ideally, our balance of omega-6 to omega-3 should be about 1 or 3 to 1, whereas a typical American is about 15 to 1 omega-6 to omega-3. So trying to get in more of our fatty fish like salmon and tuna, walnuts, ground flaxseed, chia seeds, things like that, and trying to get a little bit less of things like vegetable oils, commercially prepared salad dressings, condiments. But those omega-3s can especially help reducing things like pneumonia as a result of some of those viruses.
All right. Well, that's a lot of information there.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. So a lot of foods, ginger, garlic, turmeric, omega-3, elderberry. Get them all into your diet.
There's a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah, a lot of tasty things.
Sounds like it. All right. Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions, you, of course, we should mention, as we did earlier in the intro, the work for the Synapse Center for Health and Healing.
You got it.
Which is based in the Twin Cities, but you're right out here in Madison, Minnesota, so they can talk to you. And if they want to schedule a talk right face to face or on the telephone, how can they find you?
They can just go ahead and go to our website, which is officialsynapse.com. Click on the link at the top of the page for a free discovery call. You'll talk to either me or Dr. Natalie, who works there, and we'll get you on my schedule.
Sounds good. Well, we look forward to another Taco Tuesday next week on another subject. I'm sure it's just as interesting as what we've talked about today.
I hope so.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Amber Boyens with us on Taco Tuesday here on Q92. Listen again next Tuesday at this time for Taco Tuesday, when we talk about your health and nutrition with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist with Synapse Center for Health and Healing.